It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're studying the book of Malachi, and we're in the fourth chapter. And so if you'd please open your Bibles up to the fourth chapter of Malachi, and we're going to read the first few verses there. And so please that you would prepare for the study by doing that, opening your Bible to Malachi chapter 4, verse 1. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Phone number is 217-847-2717. I'd like to visit our website. It's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. If you'd like to visit or like to email us, it would be parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one will work just fine, and I just would love to hear from you. I always enjoy folks as they let us know that they're listening, and it's just wonderful to know that we have folks that are enjoying studying the Word of God with us, and so pleased that you would do so, and I'm glad that you've joined us today. Now let's start beginning to read now with Malachi, and we're going to start with chapter 4, verse 1. Malachi chapter 4, verse 1. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, all that do wickedly, shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto you in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgments. We're going to take a look at that wonderful study today, and we're going to begin with prayer as we always do. Father, I just ask that you'll take these precious words and touch our hearts with these words. It's so important, dear Father, that we can know you and enjoy your presence in our lives. And the only way, Father, that that comes, the only way that that takes place is for us to come by faith and trust in you as our Savior. So please, dear Lord, just with your Spirit, with your power, convict the hearts of all that are listening today, every one of us. Show us the way we should be living and walking with you. And of course, that way or that walk begins only with the relationship of knowing your Son, the Lord Jesus, as our personal Savior, meeting him at the cross, recognizing that we're a sinner and we need a Savior, and the only Savior is the Lord Jesus, the only begotten Son of God. So please, dear Lord, just show us your precious word today. Guide and lead us through this study now. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. What a day. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts. There is a day that's coming. Judgment will be sure, judgment will be certain, and judgment will be quick. Those that face this judgment that we're looking at here, whether you are alive at that day or face the grave now, that judgment will be certain to you if you do not come by faith to Jesus as your Savior. You don't hear us talk very much about coming to this church. I'd love for you to come here, study the Word of God with us. But more important than that, it's the Word of God that you need to pay attention to. And you need to find a good Bible-believing, soul-winning church to attend to and grow once you've been saved, once you've accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior. And this day is coming. And this day, I believe, is not far off. But maybe you'll see the grave first. I don't know. But if you do, the decision is finished. You need to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. If you're listening today and you don't know what I'm talking about, you just need to open up your heart and your mind and say, you know, please direct me. Please, Father, show me. And He will, through the means of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will come, will show you who you are, and you're not going to like what you see. But the great thing is that we have a Redeemer that's going to come and take all the sin and wickedness away, going to set us free and begin to have a wonderful life and a wonderful day serving you. And it comes when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. He is the Messiah, the only Messiah. There is no other way, no means of work. In other words, you can't get baptized and you're okay. You don't join a certain church. Can't join this church. If you join this church, number one, you can't join this church unless you're born again. Now, you can lie about it and say, yes, I'm born again. Yes, I've been, you know, I've done all these things. And you can lie to us and deceive us, but you don't deceive God. There's only one way of salvation, and that is by God's grace through His Son, the Lord Jesus. So after the Spirit of God shows you your sin, accept Him as your Savior, the Messiah, the Lord Jesus. Accept Him. I believe that you've taken my sin away. And you'll have a joy that begins in your heart. And you can't imagine what's to come. But if you refuse it, the first verse is about you. And the second verse is the joy to those that know Jesus. So the first verse here, for behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, all that do wickedly, shall be stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord. You know, back in the Old Testament, of course we're still in the Old Testament here too, but back in Exodus, when God delivered out Israel out of Egypt, there was two sides to that. One was the side of light by night and the joy and the direction that the Lord was giving. And the other side was the darkness of the rejection that Egypt had for the God of Israel. First request that Moses had, let my people go out 3 days' journey to worship their God. Pharaoh said no. And then it continues with all the plagues until the final plague, the death of the firstborn. And then he let them go. Well, after that, as the hardened old heart does today, he changed his mind. And he began to chase after the nation of Israel, and they got down to the Red Sea, and they had to cross the sea, and Israel became kind of dissatisfied and wondered what's going on, and Moses, where have you led us to, into this spot where there's no escape, no return? And we know that the Lord opened up the sea, made it as dry land as they crossed through it. Two things took place. Number one, the Shekinah glory cloud that led them to that location then came up and sat down between the two camps, the camp of Israel and the Egyptians as they pursued. So you see, it was light and protection for one, and it was destruction for the other. Which side of that cloud are you on? Have you trusted in Jesus so that you have the light and the joy? Or are you on the dark side where we've got the lying and the deceit? The day cometh, it says. So you see, depending on which side you were, but Egypt was on the darkness side and Israel was on the side of the light. We have a statement here that may surprise you, because I'm going to say that Christ's first coming and second coming to those that refuse are a consuming fire. And all you've heard for many, many years in a lot of these churches, God is love. God would send no one to hell. They've even got themselves convinced there is no hell. There's only heaven, and everybody's going. There is a hell, and not everybody's going to heaven. It's just that simple. So please, that you can understand that. But in his coming, born of the Virgin Mary, the joy that we have in him coming to suffer and die for my sins and for your sins and for all the world's sins, what a joy it is to know that's how much God loves us. But he does not love you so much that he's going to wink at your sin and say it's okay. The only means of God the Father's love is for you to come to the Son. He is offering his son to you for salvation. So please, come by faith to him. If not, he will be a consuming fire. Behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. The first coming and the second coming that is to come to pass here, I believe fairly soon, are times that have been fixed. They are not stretched out in time. When you and I do things, why, we try to do things on time, but we don't. Sometimes we're late. Very seldom early, but sometimes late. And when we look at this, we realize that this time is set. This time is fixed. It was fixed when the Holy Spirit came upon Mary and there was a child born, and that child was the Lord Jesus. And that time was set. The time was set for his crucifixion, and the time is set for his return. Got several verses of scripture here, and we're going to take some time to go back into Psalms 21. Verse 9. Psalms 21, verse 9. Hope you have enough time and hope you're able to hunt these scripture verses down. Hope you know your Bible and the books of your Bible so you can find these things as we look them up to read them. Psalms chapter 21. The 9th verse. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. We're talking about the enemies. And there's a lot of good folks that remain an enemy of God. They do a lot of good works. They do so many things. And you say, Larry, how can someone that does so much good be an enemy to God? Because God cannot see sin. And the only way that anyone can take care of that is to come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, that those sins be laid upon Jesus and taken away from us. And only then can we move from being an enemy to being a son of our God. Not just a friend, a son. So please, that you recognize the importance of this, because there's going to be an awful lot of good people go straight to hell because they were trusting upon their good works and not upon Jesus, the Son of God. That's Psalms 21, verse 9. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 10. See, there was many times that the word went out to the people of Israel, to asking them to repent. And how many times have you heard those words, turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and accept Him as your Savior? How many times have you heard that? If you've listened to this program, you've heard it many, many, many times. Every time that we air a program, the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection is clearly given. So please, come. Look at verse 17. Isaiah 10, 17. The light of Israel shall be for a fire, and His Holy One for a flame, and it shall burn and devour His thorns and His briars in one day, and shall consume the glory of His forest and of His fruitful field, both soul and body, and they shall be as when the standard bearer fainteth. When the Word of God is taken away, and we no longer preach the precious truth, and we look for our works and our abilities and not something that is God-given, and the best gift that's given is the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come to. These folks had turned away. They had turned away from the Word of God. And what's going to happen? And as we look and we see, the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and His Holy One for a flame, and it shall burn and devour His thorns. So the true Israelites, those that know the Lord Jesus as their Savior, anyone that knows Jesus and proclaims the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection, are the ones that are as a flame, and it goes out to be heard by all. But to you, if you have trusted in, or you do today, trust in Jesus as your Savior, you will not be as the thorns and the briars. You will not be devoured. You will be saved. But you need to come by faith to Jesus. It's the difference of light and darkness. This fire that goes out, where does the fuel that fuels the anger of the Lord? It is, as Malachi chapter 4, verse 1 tells us, the proud. The reason that the word proud comes in such a place is because only the proud are the ones that refuse Jesus as their Savior. You may be so proud of yourself that you have no need for a Savior, the Lord Jesus. I can do everything myself. And that's something a little child says. I don't need help. I can do this. When it comes to your soul, and it comes to the word salvation and the means of salvation, you need help. There's only one help and only one means, and that is coming by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. Stiff-necked is another word for proud here. And all that do wickedly, as it tells us, shall be stubble. And in that day that cometh shall burn them up. You want to continue to stand upon your religion and reject the Lord Jesus as your Savior? The people, the Israelites, in Malachi's day, had walked so far away from the truth that they were all going to burn in hell. Just like you throw a match into a dry kindling of wood. It's going to consume it, and it's going to consume it fast. And that's what's going to happen in this time, and we got 400 years before the birth of the Lord Jesus, and the people of Israel are a miserable mess. There is a short, small remnant. We looked at them over in verse 16 of the last chapter. And they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord, and that thought and that thought upon his name, pondered, spent time studying, enjoying his word. We have the same thing in verse 2. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness go. But back with verse 1. Back with verse 1. We've got a problem. And if you haven't trusted in the Lord Jesus, you've got a problem. You have a very, very serious problem. And you need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ and take care of that problem. Don't stand upon your religion. Don't stand upon your church and the doctrine of that church or your preacher's doctrine or something that your mother and grandmother, many times through the Word of God, God tells the people, don't do as your fathers did because they got sidetracked. Are you sidetracked? I want you, I desire, I pray for you that you would be born again today and begin this wonderful walk. Because these people of the nation of Israel are really, really walking away from the Lord. Isaiah chapter 27, verses 4 and 5. Isaiah 27, verses 4 and 5. Fury is not in me. Who would set the briars and the thorns against me in battle? I would go through them, and I would burn them together. Or let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, that he shall make peace with me. Isn't that something? Let's just start up here in the first verse. In that day the Lord, with his sore and great and strong sword, shall punish. Verse 2, in that day sing ye unto her a vineyard of red wine. I, the Lord, do keep it. I will water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I will keep it day and night. Fury is not in me. Verse 4, who would set the briars and the thorns against me in battle? You know, it seems so often that the enemy wins. It seems so often that those that have rejected the Lord Jesus are successful, are strong, are powerful. They speak a strong voice and a strong speech, and they seem that they have much strength and power. But we need to be reminded, and Isaiah does that through the direction of the Lord, that nothing is going to come against me because I am strong. Who can take a hold of my strength? Can someone come and overcome God and make God bow down to them? No, never. Our God is strong. Our God is victorious. And even though it seems, though, sometimes in this world, as we look at people, we think, boy, they're so successful and so wonderful in what they do and everything, or even the opposite, and that is the very wicked. It seems like they continue to do their wickedness and get by with it and become rich in the process. We say, you know, why? There'll be a day of judgment. But don't think for one minute that God is not stronger and able to destroy the proud. We find in the end of this verse 1, "And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch." The destruction is going to be so strong and so wide, so broad, that all sons and their nephews, all will be destroyed. When it speaks of root, when the root is destroyed, there is no opportunity for something to spring back up again. That is what's to come. The Scripture tells us, "And that it shall leave neither root nor branch." When this stubble is burned up, shall burn as an oven. The destruction is going to be so strong and so great that victory will be so evident that it will root out all evil. There'll be none left after this day of judgment. None left. We have the opposite in verse 2. Verse 1 is the evil that have rejected the precious gospel of death, burial, and resurrection. But verse 2, "But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings." Oh, what a wonderful thought. Those that stand in awe for my name, God says, those that recognize that I am the Creator and the Maker of the world and the Savior of the world, that there is much to gain. There is healing in His wings, and that healing is mercy and comfort. We think of a physical healing, and that can be, but mostly it is His mercy and it is His comfort. Now, the first verse, we could have an example of Sodom and Gomorrah, because he rooted out that evil and he destroyed it. The same is going to take place today. Healing in his wings, as the Scripture tells us. "Those that fear my name, the Son of Righteousness, arise with healing in his wings." What a wonderful thought. Mercy and comfort. The Son of Righteousness tells that we have a great security in our Lord Jesus. He is the light of the world. We have many verses of Scripture that we're going to be looking up next time we come together. I ask that you just search your heart. I don't want you to be in the position that the wrath of God is going to come upon you. I want the mercy of the Lord Jesus to be present. It is present. It's come to you today in the form of the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Please, that you come by faith to the Lord Jesus and trust in Him. my dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?